You asked me to look at some questions that, in essence, are going to give us an idea as to what each individual describes as living a thriving life. And I have to compliment you, Barbara, and you, Mary, for giving us a blog that really does explore these musings. And I am very honored and pleased that you have asked me to give my input. So the questions are, if I were writing a chapter in a guidebook, what would it include? And the other question is, what have I explored, learned, or practiced that simply made my life better from the inside out? And the last question, what is my key to living a thriving life? Well, they all kind of play into each other. I tell you right off that you and your sisters have certainly opened up a chapter and a part of my life that I had been asking for as long as I can remember. I was an only child, and I wanted to have a sister. So when I was married, and that was one of the things that I had asked for from the very beginning, is to have children of my own. And I was blessed and am blessed with four very accomplished, very different, but very wonderful daughters. And I can only tell you that one of the things that really changed my perception of life was to be able to see the world through the eyes of my children. There is such joy, enthusiasm, magic in the way children see things that we have sort of, we tend to forget what it really means to explore things that that are new and exciting. And for me to be a witness and a participant in that has been an extremely wonderful time in my life. And as they grew up and as they all chose their own way to explore and thrive, I can only say that I had to find things that are going to give me that same satisfaction, the same kind of wonder, and the same kind of gratitude that I had, as they were they're always a part of my life, of course, but they are also now leading their own lives, and I'm fortunate enough that they do want to share some of that with me. But I did find things that really, really, truly allowed me to use the experiences that I had with my children and the excitement of exploring new things that they always exhibited in my own life as they were leaving mine to go and pursue their own path. And that has become a wonderful way for me to know myself. And some of the things that I, discovered weren't all that great. And I luckily was able to find ways to kind of change that and use whatever my own particular talent and gift is to pass it on to others. So when I tell you what my key to living a thriving life is, it is, first of all, to be kind. Not only to others, but also to myself. Or maybe I should put it the other way. You have to first be able to be kind to yourself, to forgive yourself, to appreciate who you are and the experience that you have gathered. If you can pass the positive things on to others, That is a tremendous accomplishment. And I am doing this in my own way. I am so filled with gratitude for the many gifts that were given to me in the form of a husband who is, you know, the love of my life, who is very challenged in his later years with a mobility issue. And through him, and that comes again to what makes me thrive, is I had to learn something that I am, that I really was not born with, and that is patience. I'm one of those people who, when I see a problem, I am going to address it and I want to change it. And I'm very impatient to get that change. And when you have someone whom you love be challenged in, let's use one aspect, mobility, then you learn truly to be patient and appreciate the little things, you know, how someone moves, how someone is able to get from one place to the other. Takes him five times as long as it would take the average person. But you kind of enjoy the little victories that come with being able to accomplish that goal. And as I am looking back and seeing the things that I have learned in my lifetime, I came across, and my birthday is very, you know, in a week from now, as a matter of fact, but I came across something that was given to me 10 years ago for my birthday on, shall I mention, that is the word patience. And this is what it says. Perhaps I have not considered what a valuable attribute patience is. Patience enables me to complete the projects I set out to do. Patience helps me keep my emotions on an even keel so that neither small annoyances nor large challenges throw me off balance. When I remain patient, I feel composed, poised, and confident. I'm ready for whatever is before me, and I lovingly accept God's plan of good for me. If some problem persists, I do not become disheartened. I know full well that it is bringing my good to me in the right way and at the right time. I'm grateful for patience, for through it I acquired a positive attitude and the fulfillment of my heart's desires. I love that passage, and I read it usually right around my birthday. And I do say that part of thriving is to have patience, to have kindness, and appreciation, and of course, love.